This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Voice of America, a worldwide news network that broadcasts in 49 languages to more than 360 million people around the world every week until early 2025, was effectively stopped then when Trump signed an executive order mandating that the news group would shrink to its minimum presence and function required by law. But now a federal judge has ordered the parent agency of The Voice of America to return the network's 1,042 full-time employees who had been put on leave back to work by Monday, March 23rd, ruling that the Trump administration official Carrie Lake's efforts to dismantle the news outlet were arbitrary and capricious. Judge Royce Lamberth of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia nullified nearly all actions that the Trump administration took to shutter Voice of America, a federally funded news organization that broadcasts to countries with limited press protections, including Iran, China, and Russia. Nearly all Voice of America staff had been on paid leave since March of last year. Judge Lamberth wrote that Congress passed clear laws funding Voice of America and directing the administration to maintain news operations in each significant region of the world that present a variety of opinions and voices. The latest court ruling has dealt another blow to Carrie Lake, a Trump ally who served as the de facto head of Voice of America's oversight agency, and to President Trump, who has called the news group the voice of radical America. Voice of America was founded in 1942 to combat Nazi propaganda. Voice of America's Persian broadcast resumed in June of last year when the agency recalled Persian-speaking journalists from leave after U.S. strikes in Iran that targeted its nuclear facilities. The Persian service expanded to 24-hour coverage after Trump launched strikes against Iran earlier this month. But for the most part, Voice of America maintained what Judge Lamberth called skeletal operations, providing substantially reduced news services only in five other languages: Chinese, Pashto, Dari, Russian, and Korean, until Judge Lamberth ordered Voice of America to be restored to full strength. This ruling comes a week after Judge Lamberth ruled that Carrie Lake's appointment to lead the agency itself was illegal. Carrie Lake and the Trump administration argued that their decision to shutter most news services and fire nearly all journalists and staff of Voice of America was lawful, saying that Voice of America needed fewer than 20 employees to fulfill its congressionally mandated duty. Judge Lamberth said the memo did not mention or analyze how such a low level of staffing would permit the agency to comply with the broadcasting standards set by Congress. In April 2025, the judge ordered the Trump administration to restart news services at a level that could satisfy its legal mandate. But Ms. Lake and other Trump officials have insisted that a diminished service of about an hour-long broadcast in each of a handful of languages is enough to comply with the judge's order. That claim outraged Judge Lamberth, who threatened to hold Lake in contempt while forcing her and other Trump appointees to provide depositions. Last Tuesday, the judge said Ms. Lake repeatedly thumbed her nose at these statutory requirements in a flagrant and nearly year-long refusal. After Judge Lamberth ruled that Carrie Lake's appointment to the agency was invalid, Mr. Trump last week chose a State Department official, Sarah Rogers, as the chief executive of Voice of America's parent agency. The position that Rogers could hold requires Senate confirmation. Rogers is known for her staunch defense of the free speech rights of right-wing groups. The journalists and support staff members at Voice of America who sued the Trump administration said they want to rebuild the news agency's reach. Three of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit who are staff at Voice of America, Patsy Vitascara, Jessica Jarrett, and Kate Nieper, said, "We are eager to begin repairing the damage Carrie Lake has inflicted on our agency. We hope the American people will continue to support our mission to produce journalism, not propaganda." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.